Aileen's hand fumbles to find the gap in the curtains. As she pulls the rich velvet material aside, the throw of the streetlight shows up the tree root veins on the back of her shiny skinned hand. She tells herself the decades have brought wisdom, but the thought is as fleeting as any one of those years now seems, and it's only half true. Someday she thinks there is no wisdom, only memories of paths taken. But there's little time to dwell. She has a celebration to get ready for. Still, it's a strange feeling. Tonight is supposed to be a special night, but pondering the reasons for the celebration brings both pain and joy. It's a small dilemma compared to the trials of that faraway life. A glance up and down the dim Long Island street breaks the barrier, and her mind goes back 50 years to when she first set foot in New York City, to when she wondered how so many people could live so close to one another. Until that day, she'd been used to roaming over endless barley fields and grasslands, but here, where people were as densely packed as blades of grass on a lush lawn, she wondered how anyone could survive without being constantly annoyed by neighbors.
Aileen,
he says, bringing her back.
What are you looking at?
She turns and her eyes catch the fine decor of the bedroom, the neatly ironed bed covers and plump pillows, the fine but not extravagant prints on the violet wall, the solid oak furniture she had her eye on for months and pounced on when Raymore and Flanagan had a sale on.
Are you okay, Aileen?
I was just thinking back, that's all.
Me too,
he says, half a cracked smile breaking through. Aileen sits at the dresser, looking at her reflection in the mirror, at hair that was once a striking auburn, but has since become overrun by marauding grey invaders. She notices him step up behind her.
Cab's booked for 6:30, he says. We have almost an hour yet.
Her eyes don't move from her own reflection.
A lot of work to do in this old thing, she says with a smirk. Real beauty doesn't fade.
Now she looks at his face. There is no humor there. That's nice. But he's nice.
So you say, she replies.
She picks up a hairbrush, but feels his hand, as gentle as ever, even though not as firm and steady as it once was, on the top of hers.
Let me, he says. It's been a while since I brushed your hair.
In the mirror, she sees him sit behind her on the edge of the bed, and she watches him touch the bristles of the brush to the crown of her head. He starts brushing, and she feels a tremble as his spare hand rests against the back of her neck, making the baby hairs that grow there sing with pleasure. The tremble isn't quite as delicious as it once was, but it's there. It's still there.